From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama travels to Wisconsin today, where he will underscore some of the points he made in last night's State of the Union address. As NPR Scott Horsley reports, Mr. Obama wants new investment in areas including education, infrastructure, and innovation.
President Obama acknowledged the federal government needs to deal with its deficit. But Mr. Obama says to keep America competitive, the government needs to keep investing in key programs. His upcoming budget will include more money for research in areas such as clean energy.
An investment that will strengthen our security, protect our planet, and create countless new jobs for our people.
Mr. Obama visits a pair of clean energy companies in Manitowoc, Wisconsin today. He's also calling for a reduction in corporate income tax rates and a closing of corporate tax loopholes. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Republicans, including Tea Party favorites in Congress, call for deeper spending cuts than the president is proposing. The White House says the GOP proposals could kill jobs. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor tells CBS TV this morning that although Republicans have major differences with the president, he does see room for cooperation.
I did hear the president talk about some things that we can do to create jobs in this country, such as simplify the tax code, lower the corporate rate so we can get people back to work on these trade deals so we can create more jobs here at home. There are certainly some things we can work together on.
But Cantor says the U.S. needs to look at what it can do right away to slash spending. Russia's parliament has put its stamp on the new START nuclear arms treaty with the United States. NPR's David Green reports the treaty could be in force within a matter of weeks.
The last step for ratification in Russia will be a signature from President Dmitry Medvedev, who, along with President Obama, supports the new agreement. Russia's Federation Council, or upper house of parliament, unanimously approved the treaty a day after the Duma, or lower house, gave its broad support. These votes had none of the drama from December, when Senate Republicans were threatening to hold up their vote in Washington. At the time, the image in Russia was that President Obama wasn't getting the job done on his side, but the Senate ratified the treaty, and now with these votes in Moscow, both Presidents Obama and Medvedev can point to new evidence that relations between the two countries are warming. The new treaty will lower the limit on the number of strategic warheads in each nation, and an important system of monitoring that had expired will be back in force. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
A new storm's heading up the mid-Atlantic coast. National Weather Service forecaster Bob Orevec says it's spreading snow into the northeastern U.S.
We do expect that snow and then a separate area of snow coming out of the central Appalachians to produce heavy snow today from West Virginia, Northern Virginia, across the nation's capital, Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston.
Orevec says snow could total 4 to 8 inches. The latest survey shows new U.S. single-family home sales in December up faster than expected. Stocks are up on that news in early trading. This is NPR. A group of Palestinians has been arrested for the killing of an American tourist late last year in Israel. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro has more on that story from Jerusalem.
According to Israeli police, the men belong to a West Bank crime ring, and they are suspects in another murder and other attacks, including weapons dealing and rape. The police say 10 Palestinians have been arrested, and at least 3 of the men have confessed to killing American Christine Logan. She was stabbed to death last December while hiking with a friend in a forest outside Jerusalem. The police say the men claim to want to kill a Jew, though Logan was Christian. According to police, the Palestinians say the murder was in retaliation for the murder of a top Hamas operative in Dubai last year. That operation was widely blamed on the Israeli spy agency Mossad, though Israel has not claimed responsibility. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
More anti-government protests in Egypt today, and police say that they will not tolerate any further demonstrations. Today, Republicans in the House are focusing on environmental health and other regulations in the White House that the White House and most Democrats back. The head of the White House Regulatory Review Office is to testify today before a House committee on what the president means when he says that he, like Republicans, wants to get rid of rules that hurt businesses and job creation. Democrats, by and large, favor rules limiting climate-changing greenhouse gas emissions and new regulations on the finance industry after the financial meltdown. Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is telling New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to back off. Christie's been running radio and newspaper ads in Illinois to try to lure businesses to New Jersey after Illinois raised its corporate income tax. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.